And take a look at the latest sports here this morning here for you on KJAN. Starting off with high school football scores for you from around the area from last night, the first full week of football action here around the state. In Class 3A, it was the Atlantic Trojans picking up a opening win as a new era under head coach Nick Ross began with a 48-7 victory over Clarinda last night at the Trojan Bowl. Trojans scored all 48 of those points in the first half and had a 48-0 lead in that ball game. And hold on there for the victory as the Trojans now will look ahead to their next game on the road at Carroll next week. Other 3A scores, it was ADM over Dallas Center Grimes 38-20. Glenwood beat Red Oak 49-6. Head coach Corey Faust from most recently at AHST, now the head coach at Glenwood there with his first win in that program. Creston a 39-7 win over Sheridan. Also, it was Harlan 21-0 over Denison Schleswig. Kemper Catholic defeated Carroll 27-21, and Perry was a 29-7 winner over Greene County. Class 2A action, IKM Manning 24-19 over Olderwood Arthur Battle Creek, Ida Grove. Shenandoah topped East Mills 10-7. In 1A play, it was St. Albert over Griswold 41-7. Game you heard here on KJN last night. The Falcons got off to a quick start and held on to that ball game down the stretch. Clark Osceola was a 33-26 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Logan Magnolia 55-7 over Missouri Valley. Mount Air beat Nottoway Valley 48-24. And Tri-Center 53-14 over AHST. Class A action, Audubon over Riverside 32-7. Central Decatur beat Bedford 44-29. Des Moines Christian 21-14 over Madrid. It was Logan Magnolia 55-7 over Missouri Valley. Maple Valley 49-6 over West Monona. Martinsdale St. Mary's 47-12 over Southeast Warren. Panorama 46-6 over Guthrie Center. Southeast Webster Grand 16-13 over Woodward Academy. Trainer beat Underwood 34-12. It was Tri-Center over AHST 53-14, as we mentioned there. Van Meter 39-21 over Earlham. Woodbury Central 62-8 over Westwood of Sloan. And Woodward Granger 61-14 over Ogden. An eight-man play last night. Adair Casey 49-14 over Colonesco. Cam beat River Valley 74-42. Charter Oak Ute over Whiting 44-20. Exira EHK 70-14 over Bowyer Valley. It was Glidden Ralston 62-6 over Heartland Christian. Murray defeated Mormon Trail 44-0. Northeast Hamilton 44-8 over Ankeny Christian Academy. Fremont Mills 54-12 over Corning. Lennox beat Essex South Page 34-13. Lamoni 44-6 over Grandview Park Baptist. Sydney beat Nishnabotna 50-8. Villisca 39-36 over Stanton. Woodbine 64-20 over West Harrison. And Coon Rapids Bayard 32-19. Over Arweva. Turning our attention to Major League Baseball now, Alan Craig and Yadier Molina homered during a six-run sixth inning on Friday night, and the defending World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals opened a defining road trip by beating the Cincinnati Reds 8-5 and moving six games back of the NL Central leaders. The Cardinals' big comeback off of Matt Latos started a 10-day trip against the Reds, the Pirates, and Nationals. Cincinnati knocked starter Lance Lynn out of the game in the third inning. Joe Kelly fanned six and three innings of relief. Jason Mott pitched the ninth for his 30th save in 35 chances. It's also an important weekend for the Reds, who are retiring Hall of Famer Barry Larkin's number 11 jersey on Saturday. It was stamped in chalk behind second base for the series opener last night. Other Major League Baseball scores for you in the American League. The Angels topped the Tigers 2-1. Yankees beat Cleveland 3-1. It was Baltimore 6-4 over Toronto. Boston over Kansas City 4-3. Oakland 5-4 over Tampa Bay. Texas beat Minnesota 8-0. And the White Sox beat Seattle 9-8. In the National League, the Cubs beat the Colorado Rockies 5-3. It was Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 6-5. Philadelphia over the Nationals 4-2. It was Houston over the New York Mets 3-1. San Diego beat Arizona 5-0. And the Dodgers 11-4 over Miami. And San Francisco 5-3. Over Atlanta. In the NFL action, preseason action last night, Atlanta 23-6 over Miami, with Tampa Bay topping New England 30-28. Philadelphia 27-10 over Cleveland. Chicago beat the Giants 20-17. San Diego 12-10 over Minnesota. And in another game for you as well, it was the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Rookie quarterback Russell Wilson staked his claim for the starting job in Seattle by throwing for 185 yards and two touchdowns while leading the Seahawks to a 44-14 rout of the Kansas City Chiefs. Wilson has been competing for the job with Matt Flynn, who was held out of the game with a sore elbow, and he got a lot of help from the rest of the Seahawks. Earl Thomas intercepted Chiefs quarterback Matt Castle and returned at 75 yards for a touchdown, and Golden Tate returned to punt 92 yards for another score. The Seahawks are unbeaten in the preseason. Kansas City has dropped two straight after beating Arizona in their first contest. Take a look at Pacific Coast League Baseball scores for you. In Friday's action, it was New Orleans 6-0 over Omaha. Also, Iowa was a 5-3 winner over Oklahoma City. Now, Saturday's game, see New Orleans at Omaha for a 6:35 start time. Oklahoma City is at Iowa for a 7:05 first pitch here this evening over at Principal Park in Des Moines. Sunday's games also see Oklahoma City at Iowa once again. That'll be an afternoon game at 1:05, and New Orleans is at Omaha for a 2:05 start time at Warner Park on Sunday. Other sporting news for you, Matt Harrison took a no-hit bid into the seventh and went 8 innings for his career-high 15th victory, and Adrian Beltre hit for the cycle in the Rangers' 8-0 win over Minnesota. Also, rookie quarterback Nick Foles filling in for injured starter Michael Vick threw 2 touchdown passes in the first quarter to lead the Eagles to that 27-10 victory over the Cleveland Browns. Vick is sidelined with some bruised ribs. There's racing under the lights at Bristol Motor Speedway tonight. Casey Mears will start from the pole, and Brad Keselowski will start second, followed by series points leader Greg Biffle, Joey Logano, and Eric Almirola. And Mark Grace is taking an indefinite leave of absence from his job as TV color analyst for the Arizona Diamondbacks after his second drunken driving arrest in 15 months in the Phoenix suburb of Scottsdale. The team said in a news release that Grace was taking the leave to seek personal assistance. And in golf, the common phrase this year has been Tiger's back, but it took on new meaning Friday at the Barclays. Woods felt a twinge in his lower back when he awoke and felt pain throughout the second round at Bethpage Black, but he managed to overcome a bogey-bogey start to get within range of Nick Watney and the resurgent Sergio Garcia. Sergio, who won the last week for his first PGA Tour win in 4 years, had a 68. Watney had a 69, giving him a share of the 36-hole lead and a chance to salvage a dismal year. They were 8 under at 134 strokes so far through the 2 days. Woods had a 69 and was 3 shots out of the lead going into the weekend, where some 24 players were separated by only 5 shots. That's the first of the FedEx Cup Series. And also, Billy Cundiff has more on his mind these days than the 32-yard field goal he missed last season in the waning seconds of the AFC title game. The 32-year-old kicker is worried about retaining his job with the Baltimore Ravens. The veteran is in a duel with rookie Justin Tucker, who took all the kicks in Thursday night's preseason game against Jacksonville. Cundiff says he was shocked about not being used. Cundiff is trying to rebound from missing a field goal try that would have tied the AFC Championship game against New England. The kick sailed wide left, and the 23-20 victory put the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Cundiff came to training camp insisting he would not dwell on the past, but now his future is uncertain. Lance Armstrong has no plans to go into hiding. Hours after the U.S. anti-doping agency erased his 7 Tour de France victories and banned him from the sport for life, Armstrong tweeted on Friday that he's still planning to ride in a mountain bike race in Aspen, Colorado here today and follow it up with a marathon on Sunday. He tweeted that he was excited to be racing and by the 9,000 feet of up and down over 36 miles on Saturday. Armstrong spokesman Mark Higgins said that the races are not governed by the USADA. The races will be Armstrong's first public appearances since the sanctions were handed down. Higgins said Armstrong also plans to deliver a keynote speech at a cancer conference in Montreal on Wednesday. That's a look at some of the latest sports this morning for you here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.